From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers and actors, directors, musicians, and some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Now, it's said that about one in every nine Americans works in sales. If you happen to be younger than 40, you might not recognize the name the Fuller Brush Man, but if you're an American of a certain age, you'll know that, one time, you couldn't avoid him. Chapter 1 in Daniel Pink's new book entitled To Sell Is Human begins like this. Norman Hall shouldn't exist, but here he is, flesh, blood, and bow tie, in a San Francisco law office explaining to two attorneys why they need a few things to spruce up their place. Norman Hall is 75 years old with white hair. He wears conservative glasses, dark pants, a dress shirt, a V-neck sweater, and a red paisley bow tie. He looks like a mildly eccentric professor, and he is indefatigable. Norman Hall is a Fuller Brush salesman, but not just any Fuller Brush salesman. When Hall began as a Fuller Brush salesman in the 1970s, there were several dozen other Fuller Brush men working in the Bay Area. Today, he is the last one. And I'm very glad that he's on my show to be my guest today. Please welcome to the field trip the last door-to-door Fuller Brush salesman in the Bay Area, the indefatigable Mr. Norman Hall. Norman, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Just a touch of correction there. The city of San Francisco, there are others that go door-to-door. I haven't heard of them, quite frankly, but I know that I'm the last one in the city of San Francisco. And I might very well be the last one in the Bay Area, for all I know.
First off, tell me a bit about the Fuller Brush Company. How did it get started and where?
Well, it started in 1906 when Alfred Fuller came down from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and set up shop. He made his own brushes for a while and then settled in East Hartford, Connecticut. And it started and stayed in East Hartford, Connecticut for many, many years. He finally sold the company to Sara Lee, who then sold it to another company, and now it is held by a company called Victory Park, an investment firm, and Fuller Brush is now based in Great Bend, Kansas, the absolute geographic center of the United States.
Why did you become a Fuller Brush salesman, Norman?
Well, I think my tale is similar to many others who found their way into being a Fuller Brush man. I'm from Manhattan in New York City, and after I got out of the Navy, I went into the publishing business and was working for Grove Press in 1968 when they decided they wanted a West Coast office and sent me and my family, me and my wife, out to San Francisco to open up a sales office for Grove Press. And I worked for them for about a year or so, and then the company hit on very bad financial times. They went out of business. I tried with my savings to open up three restaurants, which proved to be unsuccessful. And finally, in late 1971, early 72, I was down to my last nickel, literally, and I'd never have liked owing money. So I answered an ad for a Fuller Brush sales job. Quit five times the first day, but hung on, and over 40 years later, I have my own business. I'm an independent dealer, and it's been successful for me. A far cry from being in the publishing business, I can tell you.
Well, no pun intended. Walk us through an average day on the job.
Well, I usually catch. I live in Novato, California. I catch a very early bus that gets me on the street by about 9:30. And I work dead on. I don't take any lunch breaks or coffee breaks, and I work till about 2 to 3, steady. And then I catch a bus back to Novato. But it's a very intense time. I try to be very low pitch. I'm much more low pitch in my professional life than I am in person because I don't want to overpower any customer. And I cold call. I call on people at work rather than in their home. I don't answer my doorbell. I don't expect other people to either. So I've found that the best way for me to have a successful sales career is to call on people at work, and I do carry commercial, industrial, and household products. So I call on not only the business, but the people who work in them.
What's your bestseller?
Well, you know, bestseller, I suppose, would be moth blocks, these round discs. They're very pleasantly scented. They don't transfer any odor to the clothing, and they've been a staple of mine. I probably sell more of those than anything else, without question. They're about a 5-inch disc, and you put them in containers and hang them in closets or drawers.
Does it surprise people when they find out that there's still a Fuller Brush salesman out there today?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can guarantee you that if they know about the Fuller Brush company and they see me for the first time, I can absolutely, with 100% accuracy, report that they say, I didn't know that the Fuller Brush company still exists, which is a shame because this has been a problem for dealers for years. They've never advertised, and they certainly don't advertise now, which hasn't helped me at all. So I'm really out there on my own. I don't get very much support from the home office.
Well, you were talking about selling before. How would you describe your selling style?
Low pitch, absolutely low pitch. I'm amazed when I see other sales organizations, especially car salesmen or any other kind. I find that no one is going to take you particularly serious if you're coming on strong. And being a door-to-door salesman, you're interrupting the flow of their day. The last thing they'll welcome is some guy coming in, giving them a hard sell. So I always take the high road, go very slowly and in a very low pitch, low pressure way, try to interest people in what I do. And very often it's a missionary job because if you're under a certain age, you really haven't even heard of Fuller Brush, and that is a very big uphill to climb.
What's the hardest part of selling?
Getting started in the morning. I think once I get my rhythm going, it's so much easier, but it's like, you know, facing the big unknown. Since it's cold calling, no one is expecting you, and you're interrupting almost always their flow. Of course, the other opposite is that wonderful feeling where someone hasn't seen you for a while, they've been wondering where you've been, and they just are delighted to see you again. And I try to space my visits so that I don't oversell. You should never oversell. My business thrives on the repeat sale and a welcome from the person who sees me, not a sense of dread.
So you've got lots of regular clients that you see every once in a while. You'll stop by and they'll make their regular order.
Well, there's no question that at this point in my career, a good 70 to 80% of the people I see are repeat customers. And that's taken years and years and years of cultivating my sales garden, if you will. And if I didn't have those regulars, I wouldn't succeed. I hate to think what it must be like for someone to start all over, brand new. I would love to sell my business, but there's no one these days who would even think of doing what I do today.
How far do you walk on an average day carrying your bag?
A minimum of 5 miles a day. I've walked up to 10. I walk everywhere. Occasionally I'll use transportation. I seldom drive in unless the delivery is very heavy, but the Golden Gate bus drivers know me well as I schlep enormous quantities of 10-pound boxes of soap and brooms and mops and heavy cans of cleaners. It's quite comical, but they're very patient with me.
Now, you've said that a salesman has to believe in the product. Is that the key to selling?
Absolutely. I couldn't possibly sell something I didn't believe in. My products are of the highest quality, and that has been our reputation since the very beginning. Anyone who knows Fuller Brush knows without question that what they're getting are the very best of that particular type of product will be. It will be the best if it's made by Fuller Brush.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on the job?
I think once, I always tell a story that when I was in my first couple of weeks and I was with a trainer called Charles Espasto, who was an ex-trumpet player, a real slender, high-energy guy who trained me, and I could never do my job the way he did. He was a real buck and winger, a real high mover. And I remember we were working the tenderloin in the city, and we went into a dry cleaners that he had known for many years, and Charlie bounced in, introduced me, and said, "Well, how are you, Mrs. Lakadakis? How's Gus?" And Mrs. Lakadakis said, "Oh, Charlie, I'm so sorry to tell you, but 2 weeks ago he passed away." And Charlie said, "That's terrible. Do you need any germicidal?" couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And by God, she bought six and got one free. So it was things that happen to me on a daily basis. I try to forget a lot of what goes on, because it's like a relief pitcher who's just thrown a home run ball. If something bad happens, I have to eliminate it from my psyche. And in some ways, I have to eliminate even some of the funny things so that I get back on form and start fresh. I try not to let one previous customer influence the oncoming one.
Well, let me ask you this. How's business?
Business has finally begun to pick up. Fuller Brush is the kind of business that never seems to be affected by economic downturns. I've seen them come and go in the last 40 years, God knows. But this last one definitely affected me, and I think 40% of my sales went down. It was horrific for many, many weeks, if not months. But there's been a slight uptick. I'm not working as many days. I'm not working every day the way I used to. Being my age, I take a few more days off during the week. So that helps tremendously, because my visits don't come so frequently and people build up a need. But I do see definitely, I'm a very much of a barometer of local businesses, since I go all over the city and call on all kinds of businesses. I can say that there is definitely an economic upturn, and there is one with me too.
Well, Norman, what's going to happen when you retire?
I don't think anyone will take my place. I'd be delighted to sell my business, but I don't think anyone would ever do it. Never in a million years. I'd be happy to train them. I'd be happy to sell them my stock, my inventory. I certainly have the experience to help someone get started, but this kind of work, I think, will die, dare I say, with me. There are still Fuller Brushmen around the country, and there are some really terrific ones still going. And they encourage Fuller Brushmen to try to train people so that it's sort of like you train others and they work for you. I love working for myself. So to answer your question, I don't think I'll ever have a successor.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with Norman Hall to take a look at the fantastic things that Fuller Brush have available, or if you're a young person or you know a young person who'd be interested in taking over this fabulous business, you can contact Norman Hall. His phone number is 415-989-2121. I'll give you that again, 415-989-2121. And Norman, continued success to you, mate, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Thank you very much, Mitchell. You're a wonderful broadcaster.
That's Fuller Brushman Norman Hall, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org anytime, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you then.